student teachers, St. Helena, California, October 16, 1901. Dear Brother Sutherland, we are thankful to our Heavenly Father that Brother McGann is being restored to health. I know that many are praying for him. I hope that the Lord will give Elder Brunson clear light in regard to his post of duty. It is a man's privilege to know for himself whether he is in the right place, without depending on any other man's preferences or decisions as to where he shall devote his energies. Everything is to be carefully considered. Brother Brunson should take the matter to the Lord and then decide for himself what the Lord says to his servant. Because Brother Brunson can fill a place at Berrien Springs, this is no evidence that he is not needed more in some other place. The way that the Lord has presented the matter to me is that it is not the best thing for the school to have a long list of salaried instructors. It is to be as the schools of the prophets. It is to have a sufficient number of teachers, but not too many. An extra teacher at the school might be very much needed in some other place where his special talent could be used to great advantage. It is not wise generalship for our brethren at Berrien Springs to reach out and draw men from work just as important as the work of the school, work where their talents are greatly needed. We need to offer most earnest prayer to God that the right men may be placed in the right places. Let the Lord's will be done. Man may propose, but God must do the disposing. The teacher is to feel entire dependence on Christ. As capable a teacher as can be secured should be provided to take charge of the Bible studies. There are those who are learners who are fully capable of taking some part in the work of instruction. If the teachers will employ the help thus provided, much care and labor will be spared them. There are students who can be asked to spend part of their time in teaching. Students are not to be like those represented in the Word of God as ever learning and never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. They are to receive, to impart. The student should not think that because he is asked to conduct a class in reading or spelling or some other study, he is being deprived of any of the time he desires for instruction. He should not feel that he is losing time, because he is not. In imparting to others what he has received, he is preparing his mind to receive more. He may remember, as he strives to do his best, that the angels sent forth to minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation understand the situation and will lead his mind, quickening his understanding and bringing to him thoughts that shed light on the subject under consideration, making it plain and clear. The youthful teacher who fears God will be instructed while instructing, and as thoughts of real value flash into his mind, let him offer thanksgiving to God, praising him as the one from whom all blessings flow, recognizing and acknowledging him as the source of all true noble thoughts. There is such a thing as leaning heavily on men and lightly on God. Those in charge of our school should put into active service every talent possessed by the students that can be used for the help of the school. When this is done as it should be, it will be found that students will not hanker for football, tennis, and other amusements. What the students need to be taught is how to make themselves as useful as possible wherever they may be placed. They should learn how to adapt themselves to the work in hand. Christ says, "I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil." You know that I have a deep interest in the school at Berrien Springs. It is the Lord's school, and I will send you his ideas to consider. May he help and strengthen and bless you. Look and live. He will prepare the way before you. Only have faith. God is our helper, our defense. Let us act in accordance with the Scriptures. We are exhorted to be found praying always with all prayer and supplication. Again we read, "Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer." We are to feel it our privilege to pray, to seek wisdom from God, looking to him for encouragement and spiritual strength. If we were permitted to know one half of the dangers that surround us, we would pray more. Signed, Ellen G. White.